Time again for an update from Oceanside Community Safety Volunteers. Good thing Michael Garland's here. Hello there.
Good morning, Dave.
Hi. So how are things in the world of safety?
Well, you know what? Things look 2020 right now. I think I can see clearly now.
Okay. Moving right along. Now, you wanted to touch on the Crime Watch report, which a lot of people get to see in the paper, but that's the secondary version.
Actually, it is, Dave. And one of the things that we're very happy with our partnership with the RCMP, want to get information out to the public. So every Monday on our website, which is oceansidecsv.org, you can see the latest and the greatest. So it's not everything that goes on. So, for instance, between January 5th and January 11th, which is the latest report we just put up on Monday, the RCMP responded to 229 requests for service.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a lot, and I don't think anyone actually wants to read through it all. The ones that are highlighted by the RCMP are ones that they want to make the public aware. And so in this particular group, there's been still, surprisingly, even with all the information getting out there, people are still leaving their vehicles unlocked.
Wow.
I know. It's you know what? It's counterintuitive sometimes, but you know what? Honestly, these folks that are going into the vehicles, they're basically fishing where the fish are. So if you're leaving your vehicle open, there was one report within a two-week period, their vehicle was entered three times, and they were surprised each time. It's like,
oh boy.
Exactly. And what's really bad is that, guess what? All their neighbors, their cars are all going to be looked at as well now, because they know where they can pick. One of the things in the last report that we see here is, again, phishing and scamming, and not phishing from French Creek.
Mm-hmm.
The big problem we're having now, the one that was reported to the RCMP, somebody received a call from a financial institution, and they had a conversation, gave away a couple of bits of personal information, their bank account number.
Oh, no.
And then the worst part, Dave, is their PIN number. So,
oh, no.
Anyone from a financial institution, even the police, nobody needs to know your PIN number. Hmm. Your PIN number is yours. That's how the bank makes sure that their security system works. So anyone should ever phone you and they ask for their PIN, kindly decline. And if someone is pushing you to that, hang up. That's the best advice that the RCMP can give. If you're not too sure, so if they call from one of the credit card companies, say, thank you very much for your call. Give me a file number. I will call you back. Then grab your credit card, find the help number on the back, phone that number. Never take the number necessarily of the people that are going to be phoning you.
Good point.
Just, you know what? It's these small little things that can make such a big difference, and on your financial health. There you go.
Okay.
There you go. Other things, again, that we want to talk about, and it really comes out of the Crime Watch, is what we call the 9 p.m. routine.
Hmm.
So the RCMP are very confident by saying that people aren't usually being spotted walking in your neighborhood with a ladder under their arms, a crowbar, or a sledgehammer. So a lot of thieves, they're looking for opportunities. So
you left out bolt cutters, by the way.
Actually, it's true. You don't see people walk around with those. Those tools they find basically at residences that they're looking at or they're casing out. So the 9 p.m. routine, very straightforward, vehicle. So we want to make sure that if your vehicle is parked outside, remove your garage door opener. Remove any valuables that are in plain sight. And the reason being, and people say, well, you know, why the garage door opener? Basically, that's an access way to your house. And even if you're going downtown shopping anywhere, we always recommend remove your garage door opener. Put it in your pocket. Take it with you. Because if you're in, say, the big city of Nanaimo, someone should enter your car. They take your garage door opener. They open up the glove box, get your ICBC.
Mm-hmm.
They now know where you live. They have the opener to your residence. And they know where you are.
Right.
You're not at home.
You're in trouble.
So these are the type of things with the 9 p.m. routine. Make sure your vehicle is secure. Make sure there's no valuable seen. The second thing, property. Make sure your property is secure. Make sure your gates are latched. Make sure that if you have a shed out back, make sure you have that locked as well. If you have a ladder, go down to the local hardware store, buy some chain. You know what? Just make it difficult so people aren't going to be able to use it against you.
Mm-hmm.
So little things like that, secure your property. Make sure that the stuff that you like to keep it. the best thing to think about. And the last thing is secure your house. So at 9 o'clock at night, do you walk about? Make sure your door is locked. Make sure your windows are secure. Make sure that they're locked as well. Flip on the light outside. And not only from a security to keep bad guys away, first responders, one of the biggest challenges that the Mounties, the fire department, BC Ambulance have, getting a 911 call. Time is of an essence. Mm-hmm. And then trying to find the residents in pitch black. Most of Oceanside doesn't have street lighting right at your front door. Help the first responders. Keep that light on so your property is visible, keeps bad guys away, and gets the people that can help you easily to identify you. So little tips for that. The other thing, if you have a motion detector in that, make sure that you have all of these things switched on. Being not a very smart guy, because I don't tell time very well, and you're not even talking.
You have other skills.
I have others. Thank you, Dave. I went out and for Christmas lights, dusk to dawn, I got a little sensor now. I have a string light, and I put that up. Now, I don't even have to remember that anymore. It automatically comes on, and it doesn't use a lot of power. But makes the house visible, keeps bad guys away.
Mm-hmm. 9 p.m. routine. Well, I'll have to stay up late at night to follow that, but I could do that.
Dave, this is why I recommended the dusk to dawn. You don't even have to worry about it anymore.
That's right. Okay, moving along. You wanted to talk about some upcoming courses.
Yes, Elder College are putting on, it's called Get Cannabis Clarity, and it's not going to be from a medical perspective. We're not going to talk about CBDs being good for your aches and pains. Mm. It's not going to be samples. So you can have a toke. Doesn't work that way. It's just basically the legal parameters. What's involved? How many plants you're allowed to have on your personal residence? What are the criteria for driving? You know, what's the impact for basically impaired? What happens with edibles? Edibles are just coming onto the market. Mm-hmm. And unlike having a toke, the biggest thing with an edible, it takes a while for that to get ingested into your system. So the THC takes a little bit while to get going. And you may say, well, I don't feel anything. And you have three more of your grandma's favorite brownies.
Then an hour later.
It's called greening. And you will be just there. Mm. And you don't want to be in a position that, you know, that could compromise your safety or that of others.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So the cannabis course will be Elder College, Parksville campus, Tuesday, February 25th, 9:30 in the morning. Invite people to register soon. It's a one-day event. It's not a regular course that goes on. It's just the one day. And again, I know that we're more than half filled already. If you want to get more information on it, find it from a legal perspective, please take advantage of that.
Very good. And was there another course?
Well, there's not another course, but there is something that's very important because people that are in the high income levels, like yourself, Dave, don't choke on the coffee.
Compared to
those people on the high income, you know, we all shed a tear when we're doing our income tax for the end of April, and we're happy to say on May the 2nd, Saturday, May 2nd, from 10 a.m. to 2 o'clock in the afternoon, we'll have our annual paper shredding.
Yay.
So you can shed a tear, and then you can shred your paper.
Ah, that's very good.
What, Dave? We get so many calls, and it starts like just before Christmas because people are starting to clean up now, right? It's our annual event. It is a fundraiser. If you don't have any money, we want to make sure it gets off the road. The Mounties will be there as well to ensure that everything gets shredded on site. And we partner up with Best Shredding. Local folks here on the island, and they do a fantastic job, and they bring their truck up, so nothing leaves the site until it's shredded. And so what a good way of getting rid of those documents that could get you in trouble later on.
Shed a tear, shred some paper. Are you going to come up with t-shirts? or caps or something? Okay. So that is May 2nd, shredding event, the annual fundraiser. And that concludes our agenda for today, doesn't it?
You betcha. Thank you so much, Dave. And to all your listeners, stay safe.
Michael Garland, thank you.